With Montana News, I'm Erica Zurich. Beginning this fall, all Montana physicians will be able to dispense medications they prescribe to patients, not just those whose offices are at least 10 miles away from a pharmacy. The catalyst for passing the bill was a June 2020 lawsuit by the Institute for Justice challenging the constitutionality of the ban. The Montana Pharmacy Association also acknowledged in February that the organization's previous opposition to similar legislation was made to protect its own business model. The physician plaintiffs who brought the lawsuit are all direct primary care physicians. They have contracts with patients to provide basic medical services. They also wanted to be able to dispense medications. The bill had nearly unanimous support in the legislature and was signed into law by Governor Greg Gianforte on Tuesday. U.S. officials say they'll try to stamp out wildfires as quickly as possible this year as severe drought tightens its grip across the West and sets the stage for another destructive summer of blazes. Interior Department officials say, by aggressively responding to smaller fires, they hope to minimize the number of larger fires that have become more common as climate change makes the landscape warmer and drier. A similar approach was taken last year, driven in part by the pandemic and a desire to avoid the large congregations of personnel needed to fight major fires. Nevertheless, 2020 became one of the worst fire years on record. Public comment on a draft policy to implement a new law that allows students to carry concealed firearms on Montana University campuses was overwhelmingly negative yesterday. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kevin Trevelin reports.
The Montana University System draft policy allows people 18 years and older to carry guns most places on campus, including in student dorms, but not in childcare centers, high-hazard labs, and anywhere alcohol is served. More than 70 speakers, including students, parents, and faculty, urged the Board of Regents to reject the policy and concealed carry on campus, saying it could lead to increased violence and suicide attempts. Montana State University student Emma Carlson said the policy dredged up memories of gun violence from last year.
There were many, many shootings nationwide, and personally, I can say that I became fearful of going to class for that happening on the campus at Montana State.
A handful of detractors said implementing concealed carry would hurt enrollment and push away prospective instructors. Six people spoke in support of the draft recommendations. Montana State University Aerospace Program Director David Whitey, a retired Air Force officer, said students have a constitutional right to carry guns on campus.
If there's a law that says that law-abiding citizens can't carry, inconsistent with their constitutional right, then they probably won't be, but it won't stop the criminal. It won't stop the active shooter.
Many speakers who opposed the policy brought up a different statutory concern, arguing the university system should challenge the law in court. During the legislative session, attorneys flagged the concealed carry bill as potentially violating the university system's constitutional powers to regulate itself. Canyon Locke, vice president of the Associated Students of the University of Montana.
I ask you all not to implement this policy. If not because it is dangerous, then because its very existence is an offense to your constitutional prerogative.
Regent Breanne Rogers said the board is still considering the constitutional issue. The Board of Regents is expected to decide whether to adopt the policy during a May 26th meeting. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.
Board of Trustees of the new Bitterroot Valley Community College District took their oath of office this week. They're now preparing to build the state's first independent community college in more than 50 years. Montana Public Radio's Corn Cates Kearney reports.
I,
Don Gurley,
do solemnly swear,
or affirm.
Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arnson led the seven trustees in taking their oath of office. Clayton Christian, Commissioner of State Higher Education, welcomed the trustees.
Appreciate all of your efforts to make this dream come true after nearly 10 years in the Bitterroot Valley. It'll be a great addition to the Montana University system in a much different capacity than you held before.
Bitterroot College is a branch of the University of Montana, but the Board of Trustees is going to lead a change. Last year, Valley County voters backed an effort organizing the school as an independent two-year community college, similar to Dawson, Miles, and Flathead Valley community colleges. State lawmakers gave bipartisan approval for the independent Bitterroot College during the 2021 legislative session. But the state's approval means locals will need to come up with a way to help pay for it. Linda Dowdy is the chair of the college trustee board.
Because there's not been a college developed in 53 years,
There's not a playbook to do this, and of course there's not anything really written in stone on how you get started or what it's going to take to get started.
At the same time Ravalli County voters approved creating a new district for the college, they rejected a mill levy to pay for the school. Dowdy says the board will look at creating a foundation, applying for grants, and another levy will be put in front of voters next year. Part of the board's early efforts will be getting community buy-in. A budget for the school isn't set. According to the community college's website, a strategic plan outlining the vision for the school is coming this fall. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
Cascade County continues to see its number of COVID-19 cases rise and is now the largest hotspot in Montana. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Cascade County Deputy Health Officer Bowen Tristensen says people ages 20 to 39 are by and large driving the growth in cases. There are also some workplace clusters cropping up.
I think we're starting to see kind of the growth of a wave, and I don't think we've crested yet. I don't know where it'll go, but I think I expect to continue to see cases to rise for a little bit here.
Tristensen says the health department is receiving reports of 20 to 30 new cases every day. Both the number of active cases and the percentage of positive tests have nearly doubled since late April. Currently, the county has 220 active cases. Tristensen adds the age range of people showing up in the hospital is trending younger, with many under 40 years old. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Yellowstone National Park announced Wednesday that the south entrance near Jackson, Wyoming, is set to open Friday, May 14th, weather permitting. The eastern entrance to the park opened on May 7th. Park officials say that road conditions can quickly change in the spring and fall, making road closures a possibility. Travelers should expect delays due to road construction around the north entrance of the park and the Old Faithful area. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Erica Zurich.